Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. A great new series of low-growing landscape roses called Drift Roses has been named Louisiana Superplant Selections for the fall 2013 season. Now, fall is a great time to plant roses in the landscape. They establish really well in the cooler weather we have this time of the year. And since roses bloom so well in the fall, well, they add some really great color to your fall landscape as well. Now, the category landscape rose is a relatively new category that was created fairly recently, and it was created to hold the modern roses that have been created to serve as landscape plants, just planted right into our landscape. These are modern cultivars that have been bred and selected to be shapely, bushy, repeat flowering, disease-resistant, and relatively low maintenance. Again, they're meant to be planted right into our landscapes, the way we would other shrubs, like azaleas or Indian hawthorns. Now, the knockout rose is a very good example of that category, the landscape rose. It's a vigorous-growing rose. It doesn't have a lot of insect or disease problems. It blooms for a long time, and it's a really relatively carefree plant. But most of the landscape roses that we have available this time are really quite large growers. Knockouts, for instance, will easily grow to be 5 feet tall and wide or even more. So what's been done? Well, the drift roses were bred and selected to provide all of the resilience, the disease resistance, the frequent flowering, and the really easy care of the larger landscape roses, but on much lower growing plants. The drift roses are going to fill a wonderful niche for our landscapes and right in that rose market that's looking for a more compact rose. They're going to fit in beautifully where the larger roses won't grow, in smaller landscape situations, or even low enough to be planted as a bedding plant. The roses were brought to us by Conard Pyle Rose, and this is a group that brought us the knockout roses. They're a cross between the full-size ground cover roses and miniature roses, and from the larger growing ground cover roses, they inherit a lot of toughness and disease resistance and a nice spreading growth habit. From the miniature roses, they've inherited a good well-managed size, a much smaller shape, and a wonderful free-flowering nature. These roses only grow to be about 2 to 3 feet tall, and they've got a generous spread of about 4 feet or more. So this low spreading habit, the colorful flowers, and the long blooming season of the drift roses make them a lower maintenance alternative to bedding plants in flower beds. They are wonderful and come in a wide variety of colors. And when you go to your local nurseries this time of the year, you're going to find there are wonderful 7 colors in this series. And all of them bloom well and look really good. So you can find a color that fits in just right with the color scheme of your landscape. The blooming season is quite long. They start blooming in the mid-spring period around about April. And they'll continue to bloom in flushes all through the summer season into October, November, providing a season-long of color for your landscape. You need to plant these roses in nice, well-prepared beds. Add a lot of good organic matter like compost. Make sure you locate them in a spot where they'll get about 8 hours or more of sun during the day. And of course, like with all the roses, good drainage is important. Space them about 3 to 4 feet apart. Again, they're going to have a nice, generous spread on them. They're not finicky at all. Now, the Louisiana superplants you might have heard me mention, these are selected to be really outstanding plants. They're tough, resilient, and they have a good proven track record in Louisiana growing conditions. So think about adding some of the great drift roses to your landscape, you're going to find the performance and ease of care are really a delight. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.